After years of discussions, work sessions, and public hearings, there weren't many surprises left Wednesday night. For nearly an hour, the council heard a steady stream of dissenting voices that, in most cases, oppose any effort toward expanding the city's footprint.
If annexed, all these codes, regulations, requirements, fees, restrictions, etc., could affect each and every property owner from using their property as they see fit. This simply means if you annex them, they are certainly losing property rights to develop as they choose.
You know, many of you know me, and you know I'm a vet. That's not what I fought for. That's not what I served for. You know, we're supposed to have a voice. Everyone is supposed to have a voice. And this is taking away our voice.
You've done a really good job, but you're a very small city, and as you grow, you're growing into an area that has been free. They've been much more free than the residents of city or the businesses of city.
I've got my own water, my own sewer. I've got utilities there. The borough, I pay taxes to the borough. They plow my roads. They take care of dust control, anything like that. I've got access to the borough dump. I don't need you guys. You guys, I went to your meetings last fall and three different nights, and there was nothing you could provide for us.
That's been a big rallying cry for folks who may have homes or businesses annexed, that city services wouldn't be any better or much different than what they get from the borough. Property taxes, though, would be lower. Soldotna residents pay a scant 0.5 mils, while the rate in the borough is 4.7. But the thornier issue here is one of zoning. Borough residents, by and large, say they live in the borough precisely because of a lack of zoning. But Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen says zoning should be used to protect the nature of a given neighborhood, not change it.
The reason we have 9 districts already is that in some areas livestock's appropriate and in others it may not be. And so zoning is a tool to let an area protect characteristics if they so choose, so to really be unique among those different areas. While there are some unique circumstances where, example, if you're going to build a gravel pit in a residential area, if that were to be allowed, that would require some additional review. But again, it's for the protection of the residents of that zone if they deem that use to be compatible or not.
The council made a number of amendments to the proposed annexation map, striking entire sections from consideration. 2 areas along Funny River Road on either side of the airport will be included, as will a portion of Cay Beach Road, though it was trimmed to remove residential neighborhoods. A section along the north side of the Spur Highway near the edge of town will be studied as well, as will a scaled-down area near the college. And a large block encompassing Salteshi Trails and Skyview Middle School will also be considered. Queen says the draft petition staff will put together will come back to the council before being sent off to the state, and it will have more details about the transition from borough to city-controlled areas. Council also signed off on the budget for next year Wednesday night, which didn't see any major changes for fiscal year 2019 and will total in at just less than $13 million. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.